Okay, it's Hei Be'ez Hashem. We're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kinim, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Chatas viola ustuma umafreshes. Let's say there was a chatas that belonged to one woman, an ola that belonged to another woman, and a kanstuma, and a kan mufreshes. So, lemaisa, you have six birds. Two of them are chataos, two of them are olos, and two of them are part of a kanstuma. So, they're not a chatas or an ola. So, yet, meaning until you do something to them. Asa kulan lemailan, if the Kohen went and did treated all of them like olas, above luchata sikra, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So half of them would be kasher, half of them would be pasul. Kulan lemata, if he did all of them like chataos, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Again, they're going to be half kasher, half pasul. Chetzion lemaila v'chetzion lemata, if he did half of them as an olan, half of them as a chatas in kosher elastuma, then the only two birds that are going to be kosher are the kanstuma. If you could identify which one is the kanstuma, meaning that's what we're assuming, that you know which one is the kanstuma, you just don't know within each kan which bird is which. So then the kanstuma is going to be entirely kosher, because the kanstuma, you can, as long as you put one lemaila, one lemata, you're good. Vimis chalakas b'nehem, and it's divided between the two women, because the two women bought the kanstuma together. So one of its birds is for one woman, as her carbon chatos, and the other bird is for the other woman as her carbon ola. So they basically split the kanstuma. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, chatos shenis arva b'chova. If you have a bird that is a chatos that gets mixed in with a number of birds with the same number of birds that are a chova, and the Kohen didn't ask, but he gave half of them as olas lemaila mechutz sikra, and the other half as chataos. In kosher eliminin chatos shebechova, only the number of chataos that are in the kinim that are chiyuvim are going to be kosher. So let's say you have 10 chataos, 10 chatos ha'ofs that are mixed with 10 birds that haven't been designated, and the Kohen did half of them as olos and half of them as chataos. So only 5 birds are going to be kosher as chataos, because that's the number of chataos that were supposed to come from the 5 stumos, right? From the 5 ones that were undesignated. Chova shnayim bechatos. If the birds in the undesignated chova kinim are twice as many as the chatos birds, and they all get mixed up, and the Kohen did half of them as olos and half of them as chataos, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Half of the birds are going to be kosher, and the other half are going to be pasul. So if you have 10 chatos birds that gets mixed with 10 chovos that have not been designated, 10 pairs of chovos that have not been designated with 20 birds, so it's a total of 30 birds, and the Kohen did 15 of the birds as olos and 50 of them as chataos, 15 birds are kosher and 15 birds are pasul. Case number 3. If there are twice as many chatos birds as there are undesignated chovos, and they get all mixed together, and the Kohen did half of them as olos and half of them as chataos, meaning half of them above, half of them below, haminyan shebechova kasher, the number of birds that are in the chova pairs are going to be kasher. So let's say you had 8 chatos birds that became mixed with 4 chovos, and 6 were brought, so it's a total of 12. 6 were above and 6 were brought below, so 4 birds are kosher. That's the number of the birds in the chovos. V'chein olos shenisarva b'chova, and the same is true if birds that have been deemed an ola get mixed up with undesignated birds that are part of a chova, that are part of a chova, and the Kohen did half of them as olos and half of them as chatos, ein kosher eliminin olos shebechova. Then the number that's kosher is going to be the number of olos in the chova. So if 10 ola birds get mixed with 10 birds that haven't been designated, and the Kohen did half of them as olos and half of them as chataos, 5 of those birds are kosher as olos. That's the number of olos that were supposed to come from the 5 undesignated sets. Chova shnayim biola, if the birds in the chovos, which are not designated, are twice as many as the ola birds, and they all got mixed up with one one another. And the Kohen did the same thing with Chatzi Lamaila, Chatzi Lamata, half of them as Olos and half of them as Chataos. Mechza Kosher, Mechza Pasel. The halacha is that half of them are Kosher and half of them are Pasel. So if you had 10 Olos, get mixed with 10 Kinim of Chovos, which are not designated as one or the other. So it's 20 birds that get, 10 Olos get mixed with 20 birds of undesignated, and you did, so it's a total of 30 birds, and the Kohen did 15 of them, Lamaila Michut HaSikra, 15 of them, Lamata Michut HaSikra, so 15 birds are going to be kosher, 15 birds are going to be pasul. Ola Shnayim B'chova, if the number of Ola birds are twice as many as the number of birds that are non-designated Chovos, and they all got mixed together, and he did half of them as Olos and half of them as Chataos, Haminyan Shabachova Kosher, the number of birds that are in the Chova are going to be kosher. So if you have 8 Olas mixed with 4 non-designated birds, so a total of 12 birds, and you offered 6 of them as Olos and 6 of them as Chataos, so 4 birds are going to be kosher. That's the number of birds in the Chovos. So, you know, this is one of the hardest Mishnayos in Shas, so we're just translating what the dinim are. We're not explaining these dinim. It will take a long time to study and explain what the reason for all of these dinim are. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have a chatas and ola that is a stuma and a mufreshes, meaning you have one woman as a chatas, one woman as an ola, plus a stuma, plus a kan stuma, plus a kan mufreshes. So if you did all of them lamalam michut hasikra, they're half kosher. All of them lamata, they're half kosher. Half and half, then only the stuma is going to be kosher, and it counts as a chatas for one lady and an ola for the other lady. And then in Mishnah Hey, we give a whole bunch of different examples of ofos that are a chova but are not yet designated, which bird is which, that get mixed in with that which is designated, with either the chatas or the ola, and the kohen does half and half, half lamaila, half lamata. So how many of those birds are in fact going to be kosher? Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Vav.